There's a slight decrease this month. The number is down from 166 to 155 over the past month. So we're back to what we had in the July figures, with a slight fluctuation. And there has been a positive drop in the number. It has been up to 35% drop in the number of children in homelessness this month. But it's difficult to say that's a long-term trend at this stage.
And obviously there is a lot of hidden homelessness which isn't taken into account as well, which is concerning.
Yes, I mean, the figures that are published, are the numbers of people who I would describe as the official homeless. They're the people that are provided emergency accommodation by the local authority. There are limitations to the number of people who can be accommodated in the Northwest, in particular because we don't have a ready supply of emergency accommodation. Leeton, for example, has no emergency accommodation. So you can't offer emergency accommodation to people if you don't have it. What they do is they put people into hotels and B&Bs, tourist hostel, etc. And that doesn't suit everybody, so people don't maybe asked to encourage to find someplace else to stay. Sometimes they end up suffering with family and friends, moving from house to house, for example. And because they're not in emergency accommodation, then they're not counted in the figures either. And then, of course, there are a small number of people sleeping up across the region at any one time. And again, they are not counted officially. It's only those who are in emergency accommodation that get counted.